This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington coming up at 8:45. Going to give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Georgetown take on Syracuse. Also have tickets to go see Dead & Company live in concert, Capital One Arena, coming up on November 21st. You know, one thing I haven't checked, what is the sked at Capital One Arena on Saturday night?
This upcoming Saturday?
Wedding. I don't know. Wedding just outside Capital One Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Although the wedding is at a church, right? Like two or three blocks away.
You're thinking about like hitting a game while you're there?
Well, no. Like if I'm there and I'm there for hours and then all of a sudden, you know, the wedding's at 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then you have reception. You might be done 5 or 6.
All right.
So you're grasping, might be the game at 7.
You're grasping the Caps or the Wiz are there.
Right.
I know the Caps' next game is at Colorado.
Yeah, so it's not going to be them.
Caps are home.
They are home.
Pretty
okay.
Sure, November 18th?
Who yeah, that's playing? Saturday.
Wedding in a Caps game.
Minnesota Wild, 7:30.
You need to get hooked.
Problem is that the ceremony is not in D.C. I just noodled that.
But
I know
the reception
that I have to go to the
is
church.
In D.C.?
No, the church is in D.C. It's Holy Rosary Church, the Italian church right there on 3rd Street. So it's a few blocks
away.
Where's the reception, Rick?
No, the reception is not.
Yeah.
Where is the reception?
I'm not even sure, but it's not in D.C.
Oh, well, you're going to be nowhere near the Capitol One. What are you talking about?
You're done.
Yeah, I hadn't really noodled it well. It sounded great. Just, you know, just thinking about it for a second.
It's not going to happen.
I went to a wedding at that church probably 20-some-odd years ago, and they were divorced in about 8 months.
Really?
Is that the quickest? It's the quickest.
They got divorced with the quickness?
Yep. Got married.
You ever done that?
They got married in the summer. I think they were done ski by spring.
Wow.
Have you ever gone through the math, though, and figured how many you've been to and how many you're busted now?
How many weddings? I never have. It'd be interesting.
I should do that.
Probably about
you're
half.
You're more concerned with like the upcoming college football schedule.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. But
break down who's gotten divorced and who
but
hasn't.
But that would be interesting to see how many are finito.
Yeah.
Right.
What happened
probably
to the guy?
What's the standard rate of
well,
divorce?
50%.
50%?
Yeah, but
it's probably pretty close to that.
What happened to the guy that lived in your basement for a little while that was going through a divorce? You get remarried?
No, he wasn't going through a divorce. He just he was living with a girl and
that went bad.
Things went sideways.
That went sour.
So and she owned the house, so he had to leave the house. So he was staying in a hotel. I said, dude, what are you doing staying at the Days Inn?
Right.
I mean,
hey, he's got to stay somewhere, right?
Stay in my basement.
That was so nice of you to open up your house.
He stayed there for a couple months, and then he got his own place.
So he's bounced back.
He's back.
He's back on his feet.
He's back on his feet.
Because you helped him out.
Does he have a new silly?
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He just kind of you know, hits whatever comes along.
I always wonder how guys
he needs
that way.
One, though. He needs a girlfriend.
He needs a silly.
So if you're in your 40s or early 50s and you're single or divorced and you're looking for a good dude, I got one for you. But you got to be good looking.
Matchmaker.
You can't be poopy.
By the way.
You got to be kind of cute.
Didn't get to the story during the Junkies Blitz when we were talking NFL, but it is an uncommon story in the NFL when a coach just throws a player under the bus. You see the story about Marvin Lewis?
Mm-mm.
So Marvin Lewis, head coach of the Bengals,
upset
been
with
there
the guy
for years.
Gonna have surgery.
He's upset at Jeremy Hill. He says Jeremy thinks he needs to have ankle surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'd be surprised. I think he's consulted a couple of physicians. Both said that this was something that could wait until after the season, but he just felt like it was causing too much discomfort.
He's a pending free agent. Well, he's over his time in Cincinnati.
Well, what does the team doctor say?
And then
or did he go to some other
but
doctor?
But then Lewis goes on. He goes, I don't think he had any instance of a problem since this August when he rolled his ankle in training camp.
Oh, he's punted on the Cincinnati Bengals. His time, he knows his time there is up at the end of the season. He's looking forward to free agency. Not that anybody's going to spend a lot of money on Jeremy Hill.
I mean, he'll get a spot.
But he's looking out for himself at this point. It's called self-preservation.
So he did have the surgery, or he's not?
I guess he's shut himself down for the season. He's going to have surgery.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I don't blame him. Your shelf life is so short in the NFL. If he feels like, look, I've got one more contract left in me, and I have to be healthy if I want suitors lining up to sign me this offseason, and their season's lost. I mean, they're Bengals.
I think that's what it comes down
to. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
The Bengals were still in it.
He says, I might have 4 or 5 years left in the NFL. I'm going to milk it for all it's worth, and I need to be healthy. Shutting it down.
So last month, we did the Junkies Binge Club for the first time. It might be one and done. Who knows? Depends on if there's a soft spot in the
schedule.
Yeah,
it's like John Wall, one and done.
That was so... We were so out on that.
Jason had to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. This past week's Curb Your Enthusiasm episode was excellent.
Was it?
You would definitely laugh.
Sorry, I missed it.
Shocker, watched... two of three.
Is the brother in it? What's the brother's name?
Leon's always in it.
You know what I just realized?
JP Smoove.
JP loves Curb Your Enthusiasm so much. And in two of the three, there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm element. So you had Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I had the documentary where Larry yes. David was a key part of it.
He loves it.
But you liked it.
I did.
Both of my recommendations
were liked.
Did the
kid that got thrown in prison in the night of, was he watching Curb Your Enthusiasm in his cell?
Well,
Does anybody know?
Not
does anybody
JP.
Know? Can anybody do some research on that?
I'm so bad at remembering character names. I realized, I loved that show. What
Nos?
Was Nos.
Right.
He was not.
I haven't watched any more of it, by the way.
You were an intrigue.
He's
you're
still
out.
Just languishing in his cell.
Yeah, John
Turturro with the eczema.
Anyway, we did that Junkies Binge Club, and... A lot of the shows were, you know, like a Netflix documentary, things that you could binge on Netflix. And a study just came out that 37% of people now admit that they binge Netflix while at work.
Well, Drabby and Valdez are two prime candidates. Every time I walk by on their computer, it's anything but producing the junks.
Yeah.
I was a good candidate.
You know, it's Nikki Burdine's Snapchat or I don't know, Stranger Things. Yeah, somebody's Facebook or, you know, I don't know what it is. Always something. Right? You admit.
Well, you're mining for show content.
You're mining Netflix for show content?
You got to stay on top of the latest trend.
What on earth could you...
Yeah, I got to find stuff for you guys to be not interested in.
Like, Netflix is all long shows, though, right? So are people, like, locking in for, like, an hour to watch a full show?
No, you can watch half-hour episodes. You can watch Friends if you want
to. You can sit there and watch for 30 minutes?
Watch Friends.
You can.
I mean, who's going to do that?
Can you pick an older one?
You're going to watch Joey and Chandler.
My son is watching, what's that dumb show?
The Office.
He's watched The Office.
It's a great
show. Every episode, 200 times.
It's a very funny
what's
show.
What's the best show on Netflix right now, currently?
I've heard a lot of good things about Mindhunter.
Mindhunter. I've heard that, yes.
I watched the first episode with my daughter. The first 3 minutes of the first
now,
episode.
This is about serial killers, correct?
Yes. The first 3 minutes are a little bit of a show.
It's just too much.
The guy is full frontal nude.
Right. Okay. You're in front of your teenage daughter.
My daughter.
She's staring right at
his
dog.
I'm thinking, well, that's kind of uncomfortable.
Sounds like the gym bathroom.
And then,
is he holding?
He's not holding because he's out. Well, spoiler alert. He's outside. And
yeah,
he's
so it's cold.
It's a hostage taker situation.
He's got a thimble.
He's got a thimble.
Oh, poor guy.
And he's got a big old Reggie.
Yeah, does
he? Then after 2 minutes after that, he blows his freaking head off with a 12-gauge shotgun.
So what do you do? He blows his own head off?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a hostage taker, and he's bitter that his wife won't talk to him, and they're trying to, like, talk him out of the situation, and he just says, you know what? Screw it.
Paint the picture for me, though.
And what do they show? What do they show?
They show his head exploding. Yeah. Like
his brains on the side of a door.
If you took a watermelon and dropped it off of this building.
That's horrifying.
And I said, this might not be the best show.
Paint the picture for me, though.
What's that website, like Live Leak? That's like a Live Leak video.
Kind of, yeah.
Cakes, where are you sitting? Where's your daughter sitting? What room of the house?
We were in the basement.
So you're in the basement. Yeah. You got a big, silly TV there.
Yeah.
You're sitting next to each other on the couch. So then when this happens and there's full frontal nudity with your teenage daughter, what do you say?
I might have just murmured, like, that's kind of awkward, something like that. Because it is.
How old is Juliet
She's
now?
15.
Yeah.
She's 15 years old. She's going through the horrors of high school. She knows.
Oh, she hears and sees things.
Yeah, dude. It's fine, but it's still a little bit awkward.
Now, how many episodes have they had on Mindhunter? Is this the first season?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's like 8 or 10.
I'm only one episode in.
I'm not watching it. I don't want to see that.
Now, this is not a documentary. This
no,
is
not a doc.
No.
Okay.
I'm sure it's based on a lot of true stories.
Then they're taxing it later in the episode. And I'm like, that's awkward, too. What are you going to do?
They show anything on Netflix?
I mean, they show enough.
Yeah.
Show some
is it like girls?
Bumping
like,
and grinding and it, some definitely adult language.
Wasn't girls the one where, I mean, they're showing everything. Like, they're showing like mayonnaise at the end.
Yes,
you know what
correct.
I mean? Like they're you know
what
I'm
saying? Becoming more commonplace on some of these. I mean, Netflix, goes.
They show a bunch of stuff.
Really?
Netflix does. Yeah. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, but I tried to watch a documentary on Rocco Siffredi.
He's a porn star.
Yeah.
Porn star.
And the opening
like,
scene.
You haven't
opening...
seen enough of him already.
Hold on, where is that? On Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
All right.
And the opening scene is
hog. Intrigued.
is hog. But then I had to bail 5 minutes in because it's in all Italian.
They at least have subtitles.
No, there was no subtitles.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how do they expect Americans to consume it?
I don't know. I guess they didn't expect me to try and watch it.
I guess not.
Well, of course you would have to punch out. Did it have like real scenes?
Making up
behind the scenes?
Well, I punched out because like they're introing him and it was like this dramatic scene where like he's in the shower.
Who's captioning? It switches Italian to American.
where he's like showering off in like the morning, getting ready for his day. Yeah. And then it's just all in like
Well, he'll ruin
Italian.
Your day too because he's got a Louisville Slugger down there and the opposite of a thimble. That'll ruin your day.
Yeah, then Laura,
you're watching that show.
Then Laura goes on Recently Watched.
Yeah.
And then she sees a big, what's this Rocco Siffredi documentary?
You can go right past that. You don't need to watch that.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was a Rocco-mediate documentary.
Well, that would be good,
too. He'd watch that, too.
Oh, I know. Bill, love that.
Golf nerd.
But the side story here is, so all these people are at work are binging on Netflix, and apparently they're also getting hemorrhoids. The risk of hemorrhoids is going up.
Sitting
there. Yes.
Surprised we don't have them.
Well, people are watching it on the toilet for so long.
Oh, that's what people do? They go to work.
And they're two separate things. 37% of people are watching Netflix at work, but also people are getting hemorrhoids because when they're watching it on their phones in the toilet.
Well, they're probably doing that at work.
Yeah,
I know for a fact there are guys that are watching their phones while they're deucing.
It's called multitasking, EB.
While they're bigelowing. Because I can hear it.
I know.
They're watching Netflix.
Okay, someone's texting me on the zip line that says Mindhunters is boring. That's all I need.
Really?
That's all I need to hear.
I don't want to watch a guy blow his brains out.
That's all I need to hear. One guy poo-poos and I'm out.
Well, there's a lot of people that say golf is boring. You're going to quit watching that.
It's a very good point.
Because I've already watched
already
it.
Knows
I already
better.
And by the way, those people are right.
Let's go to, so is wrong. It Sola?
It's Shola.
It's pronounced Shola.
I thought Shola was supposed to knit us some scarves back in the day.
Yeah.
I've never seen them show up here.
Or a hat.
I actually have a baby jacket for that I knit for JP's baby that I need to drop off.
Oh, that's
wow.
nice.
Wow,
that's
very is sweet. Nice. I want a hat. Can you make a hat for me?
Hopefully it's nicer than JP's leather jacket.
Yeah, I can make a hat for you.
Yeah.
I was actually calling because I have a Netflix show for you all to binge watch, and I have a podcast for EB that I think EB will like.
All right.
So the Netflix show is called The Five.
All right, The Five. All right, yeah. What's it about?
And it's 10 episodes, and it's about five kids who one of the kids goes missing, and then they fast forward it 20 years to when the kids are older, and the youngest kid is still missing.
So it's a mystery. Is about the Fab Five.
Yeah, right.
That Michigan recruiting
that
class.
That one might be a little bit better.
Oh, definitely.
All right, The Five. Okay.
And what's the podcast?
The Five. It's called The Five.
All right, and the podcast?
It's called Dirty John.
Dirty John. All right. Why would I like that?
I know that you like to listen to podcasts, EB,
yeah.
And it's about this woman who meets this guy on Match.com, and the guy turns out to be a psychopath.
Of course. It's called the AWOD story.
Well, right. They're older. Like, the woman's 59 and the guy's, like, in his mid-50s.
By the way, what happened to Serial, right? Remember Serial, how great that was? Adnan and whatever. And then they did the one on Bo Bergdahl or whatever. Nobody cared about
no
that.
One
thank
about
you,
that.
Shola.
Yeah, thank you, Shola.
Sure.
What happened more about Bo Bice than Bo Bergdahl?
They need to go back and find sort of an unknown murder mystery like the first one.
Well, they ruined it with the Bergdahl.
The Bergdahl one.
Killed all the buzz.
They killed the franchise.
Killed it. Worst programming decision in history.
They crushed
it. Why did they do that?
They thought people would be interested.
They took something that already had a lot of attention, and people were already sort of over.
Yeah.
They were so stupid. The formula, the key to that success was that it was this unknown thing and that people were digging into it and trying to do their own research. Well,
they did that with this S-Town.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing with cereal. It's not a murder mystery, but it's a kind of a mystery that you have to figure out.
All right. Well, I want the people that produced, I want that Sarah chick or whatever it was that narrated, I want her to investigate
It's not Sarah's, but it's the same people, with This American Life people.
Yeah.
It's the same exact production. Huh? It's the same exact thing.
It is good?
Just as good as the first season cereal.
The cereal was unreal.
You want the same music and everything.
Oh, the same music?
Well, it's not the same music, but they have all the music in the background. They have all the interviews.
I mean, it was so well produced. It was the best produced podcast I've ever heard to date.
Except for this one.
Yes. Thank you to our podcasters. Over 2.7 million
Man, it's unbelievable.
Downloads in the month of September.
Yeah, I don't think we made a penny off it.
I know we didn't make a penny off it.
Not even a penny.
2.7 million times
did
zero
CBS
equals
Radio
zero.
Make a penny off
it. I don't
like
know.
Like 30 million downloads.
They're selling the company cakes
can
on Monday.
Can you monetize the digital side?
All right, coming up next, we're going to give away some prizes. We're going to play Junkerty, Old School Junkies game show. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see Georgetown take on Syracuse. Tickets to go see Dead & Company at Capital One Arena, 800-636-1067.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.